Hey guys, it's Aria, and welcome back to another episode of Fembolden. This Monday, I'm back to give you guys another Her Story Spotlight. So, stay tuned, relax, and let us learn more about our third woman's Her Story Spotlight, Breonna Taylor. Breonna Taylor was a 26-year-old African-American woman and emergency medical technician from Louisville, Kentucky. On March 13, 2020, Breonna Taylor's apartment was wrongfully invaded by three plainclothes LMPD officers executing a no-knock search warrant. Rightfully defending their home, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, exchanged shots with the officers. Breonna, who was peacefully sleeping in her bed, was fatally shot 8 times. The officers who murdered Breonna Taylor were supposedly searching for Jamarcus Glover and Adrian Walker, who were suspected of selling controlled substances from a drug house more than 10 miles away from Breonna Taylor's home. Glover had a prior relationship with Breonna, and the search warrant included Breonna Taylor's residence because it was suspected that Glover received packages containing drugs at Taylor's apartment and because a car registered to Taylor had been seen parked on several occasions in front of Glover's house. No drugs were found in the apartment, though. Ms. Taylor's mother, Tamika Palmer, said her daughter had big dreams and planned a lifelong career in healthcare after serving as an EMT. She had a whole plan on becoming a nurse and buying a house and then starting a family, Miss Palmer, Breonna Taylor's mother, told the Louisville Courier-Journal. Breonna had her head on straight, and she was a very decent person. She did not deserve this. She wasn't that type of person, said her mother. One of the officers, Brett Hankison, was fired. The other officers involved in the case, John Mattingly and Miles Cosgrove, have been placed on administrative reassignment. None of the officers faced criminal charges, and no justice has been served to this day. Breonna Taylor was simply sleeping peacefully in her place of residence when she was murdered by racist, negligent police. She still has not received justice. We must continue to scream her name and demand justice for her and the countless other innocent black people who have been victims of police brutality and failed by the American injustice system. To donate to Black Lives Matter, click the link in our Instagram bio at Fembolden Podcast or go on our website at www.fembolden.org. For more episode descriptions, Fembolden news, outreach program, and the donation links, click on our website at www.fembolden.org. Like our Facebook page at Fembolden Podcast or Instagram, as I said, at Fembolden Podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning into Her Story, a Fembolden Spotlight. Next week, you'll be hearing from both of us like normal, and then after that, Caitlin will be on to give you an exciting spotlight on another influential woman in history. All Black Lives Matter. And remember, we see you, we hear you, we are you. You are not alone. Thank you to Wikipedia.com and the New York Times for this information provided in this week's episode. Fembolden is a teen-led podcast where we discuss a variety of topics surrounding femininity, social activism, and adolescence.
We want to encourage other young women to use their voices to call out issues within their community and on a global spectrum. We appreciate all of our support and believe that feminism should be open to all genders.